Tri-Cities Talk Radio at 7:20. It's Wednesday and time for the JBO show, the Town of Jonesboro calendar. And we check in right now with Chuck Vest, the mayor of Jonesboro. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
Doing just fine, thank you. We've got a beautiful morning along here, and feels like summertime coming our way, you know. So in Jonesboro, as well as all of Northeast Tennessee, it's going to be a nice, warm weekend here. We've got music on the square coming up this Friday evening. Tell us what's happening, Chuck.
Yeah, Carl, we actually kicked it off last Friday, and yeah, we barely got it in. We had rain our first two Fridays, but mm-hmm. we got it in last weekend. Had a good event. Looks like it's going to be in the 90s, I think, this Friday, so we should have a great night for our music on the square. We got Fritz and Company, you know, coming here at 7 o'clock. But really, the festivities kind of start earlier in the day on there. We've got some great local restaurants downtown that are having some specials just for music on the square. So
nice.
People need to make sure from now through September they can spend their Friday nights, you know, down in Jonesboro. We've got some great events planned.
And I understand there are food trucks, different food trucks each weekend, right?
Yeah, this Friday we've got the Project Waffle down there as a food truck for music on the square. But Gigi's Pantry, they have specials, great sandwiches and fruit bowls, a Texas burrito, Barrel House, McLeod Organics. You know, they have ice cream in there. They're the great sponsor of the event, as is East Tennessee Hemp Company, who sells tons of ice cream during music on the square.
I tell you what, bring Friday right now. I'm ready, Chuck. Let's go. Sounds like a lot of fun. Thinking Out Loud with Chuck Vest, the mayor of Jonesboro. Now, Jonesboro, like many other communities across the nation, is going to have observations for Memorial Day. Tell us about that, Chuck.
Yeah, we've got something new planned this year. Actually, McLeod Organics, T. McLeod, that's the owner there, had a good thought of doing a drive-through type Memorial Day parade through Jonesboro. So that's something new planned for us, and we'll still have the laying of the wreath there on Memorial Day at our visitor center with our veterans committee. So it's you know, Jonesboro's a patriotic town, and we look forward to, you know, recognizing our past veterans.
Absolutely. Memorial Day, of course. Now, the activities you're talking about there, the drive-through parade, do you have a time established for that yet?
I've not heard the time yet. No, I haven't, Carl.
Okay, all righty, but it's going to be Memorial Day, we presume, on the day itself, right?
Actually, I think it's going to be on the Saturday, I think.
Oh, well, okay. We'll get all the facts and figures squared away, too, so then we'll have that available for everybody to benefit from. Chuck, wanted to ask you one more thing before we continue our before we have to terminate our conversation this morning, and that is, how is the build-out of the water capacity and facilities going in Jonesboro? I know it's a big Washington County project.
Yeah, you know, the town of Jonesboro, we're assisting the county with our water lines. Jonesboro's got an outstanding water system, so we're helping lay some lines out into the county. The county's, you know, paying us to do that. But it's going really well. You know, much like any industry right now, we run into some hiccups on occasion, most of them personnel related, because there's a great competition out there now for that type of labor and CDL drivers and things. But, you know, the staff's doing a great job laying thousands of feet out into the county, and we've got several of the projects already done, and we're just moving on to some new ones.
Let me ask you this, Chuck, the sidebar to what you were just talking about there. How are you addressing this shortage of CDL drivers? I know you're trying to recruit. Is this something that's happening region-wide?
Yeah, I know Johnson City's having the same struggles, but I'd say it's countrywide. That's why you see a lot of supply chain issues across our country. It's whether if we can get merchandise to our ports, so we don't have enough truck drivers to kind of get things there, then, of course, truck drivers kind of filters on down to construction workers, where you got to have these CDL licenses to operate this big equipment, and there's a competition for them, and there's fewer of them out there, unfortunately. So we're trying to develop a system where we can do some of that training and get people licensed to be CDL drivers. But right now it's something we're just trying to catch up on. But, you know, we're making do. We've got a great flexible staff and good supervisors. So so far we're keeping our head above water.
Chuck Vest is the mayor of Jonesboro, joins us periodically here on the JBO show, the Town of Jonesboro calendar. Chuck, always a pleasure. Take care, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?